America Extension Almanac.
Making hailed corn into corn silage can be a good option for those with cattle or have neighbors with cattle. Nebraska Extension Specialist Mary Dranowski talks about how you can turn a problem into a profit with hail damaged corn.
Well, I think the first thing, I would be remiss if I didn't say, of course, especially if you were insured and you were thinking about doing grain or even silage, that before you do anything, you want to talk to your insurance agent. But let's say you've done that, and now the question is, should you make silage out of it? And honestly, silage is usually quite a good option for hail damaged corn. I think a lot of people overestimate the loss because the leaf, you know, a lot of times you lose a lot of the leaf and maybe even upper stem, and it looks like you've lost a lot of biomass, but the stem is only like on mature corn, 15% of the biomass, and that upper stalk is maybe somewhere around 20. So, you know, you'll still get quite a good yield off of hail damaged corn that hasn't, you know, been completely stripped, so to speak. So I think that's the first, you know, that's the first good news. Now, of course, there is some bad news. like everything, there is bad news. And the bad news is two things, I think, that, again, people kind of underestimate. One of which is that if we think about the risks with hail damaged corn, it's mold, right? So a lot of times the reason why people will even consider taking hail damaged corn as corn silage is because you have less time for mold growth. The damage on those ears can create the opportunity for mold to grow. So, you know, everybody wants to get in and wants to get in quick because they don't want to have a lot of mold growth. However, it is a bit of a balance because you also overestimate how dry ear silage is, because what didn't get stripped in terms of the leaves often are brown. And you think, oh, you know, it's quite dry, but in fact, the stalk has a lot of moisture. That's probably the number one mistake I see, is that on hail damaged corn, everybody takes it too early. The challenge with mold growth is that the amount of mold does not equate to the amount of mycotoxin. And so it's really kind of a little bit of a gamble to know where you're sitting. I would say, likely, if it were me, you know, I would think very seriously about salvaging the material. But if I do see mold growth, which we can talk more about in another session, but if you do see mold growth, then probably what I would do is make sure that I test for mycotoxins. And so paying attention and understanding what type of mold would be useful, because there are some molds that don't produce any mycotoxins and won't be a problem at all. And then there are some that do. So getting testing to even have mold ID or mycotoxin testing can be important in that situation. You could do it ahead of time, but it's a bit of a challenge to then still estimate, if that makes sense. And by the time you get the test back and all that, so usually we just take it and then see how much we can actually use in a ration at once, if that makes sense. It's important to think about the timing, right, of when it got hail damaged. A late season hail damage actually can result in a fairly high quality silage, because you have most of your grain material and you've actually lost biomass of the plant material. And so you oftentimes will get energy values that are either similar or maybe even a little bit better if you get it put up right. Now, earlier season, the less likely that is true, if that makes sense.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.